bless you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 15, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, our Lord, thy glorious name, all thy wondrous works proclaim. In the heavens with radiant signs, evermore thy glory shines. And what follows in all three stanzas of Psalter 15.
Let us next make confession in the words of the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe an holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us read together from the prophecy of Isaiah and thereof chapter 43. Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear, and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to drink to my people, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of the earth, who has created each and every one of us, and this whole universe and all that yet lives upon it, and also hast created, we have heard, thy own people, and thou hast made them thy own nation. It is thine own elect whom thou hast preserved, and thou sayest, when thou passest through the waters, that is not if thou passest through the waters, but when thou passest through the waters, and Lord, thou knowest where that thy people are, for they shall be found in the midst of the church here below in an outward way, or they will be hidden also amongst them here and there, where man does not even know yet. O Lord, thou knowest all thine own. Thou knowest that indeed it is a wilderness here below, and thou sayest that thou wilt make a path that goes through the waters, and thou wilt deliver them, that the waters shall never overflow them, and thou wilt make it so that the fire shall not touch them. O Lord, then we see all around us how that thy word is fulfilled more and more, for the evil of this time increases. Oh, when we may hear the fearful things where the public sports in this world are mocking with thy holy supper and with thy holy word, then it is a wonder and that thou dost not in a moment send thy lightnings from heaven to destroy men upon the earth who are so daring as to mock with thee and with thy holy ordinances and what thou hast reserved in holiness for thy own people. But it is a people that indeed will pass through the waters, for those waters will increase more and more, also to be seen in the times wherein that we do live, where the world is gathering, and where we see so evidently the hatred that is against the Jewish nation, and it will not only be against them, but it will be against those who do confess thee, O Lord, what is now before us and before our children, oh, that we might seek to be hidden in Thee. Oh, that we might seek to be also included among that people of whom that Thou dost say, when Thou passest through the waters, I will be with Thee. O Lord, could it please Thee to give to us understanding hearts, because we are so dead by nature, and even after received grace, O Thou didst complain of Thy own people, that they were weary of Thee. O Lord, how is it possible, and yet it is the truth, that it is experienced a day by day also in the midst of Thy own people. Oh, what a wretchedness lies within them. Oh Lord, then we are not able to begin Thy work. We are not able to uphold or to finish it. Everything must come from Thee, who art the Alpha and the Omega, who art the beginning and the ending. Lord, we beseech Thee then, to whom else can we go in this afternoon hour? O Thou who hast the words of eternal life, we beseech Thee, wilt Thou speak in the midst of us as a congregation? O that Thy word, which we hope to bring again in a little way, oh, could it be that a little word may be spoken with great power and with great effectiveness and by Thy Holy Spirit? For Thou didst speak but a word unto a Saul of Tarsus, and he came down unto the ground. Then he did lay before Thee, and then he could persecute no more. Oh, then he was made blind in himself. He was made ignorant in himself. He did not know what way to go anymore. And we need also so to be laid in our own wretchedness and in our own misery, that we might see it with our own eyes, that we might feel it in our own hearts, and that we could not miss Thy instruction, and that we could not miss Thy power, oh, that we could not miss Thy grace, O Lord, and Thy mercy, for a wretched and a miserable creature as we have made ourselves to be. Oh, that Thou may give us such a cry in the hearts of both young and old, may it be while it is still a day of grace. Oh, for Thou sayest that it is in such a time that the godly will pray unto Thee, that they may receive those blessings that are still to be had. For that time is coming when time shall be no more, and when eternity will begin, and when that gate is forever closed, and when there shall be an eternal moaning and groaning by that worm that dieth not. O Lord, that Thou may give us to consider while it is still a day of opportunity, and may Thou instruct us young and old, because it is possible that we are also this day old under Thy truth, and I've heard it for so many years, and yet it has never touched our own hearts. Lord, we can only beseech Thee that Thou wouldst make it different in this day. Oh, that Thou may give the old hands to be folded, the old knees to be bowed. Oh, that that heart and that old heart that is so inclined to stand, oh, that it might yet be bowed over unto the earth this day in true guilt, in true sorrow for our sins. And may it be for the first time, but also by renewal, because we know how to wander, but we do not know how to come back again. Oh, we cannot find the way again. Lord, thou only can draw, and then we shall run after thee. Look upon us as a congregation. Work thou with might and power, and bless the means that are used in the midst of this our flock. May it be that also the callings that come unto us as a congregation, as families, oh, that they also may be sanctified and blessed by thee. Oh, that it might not be fruitless, and that thou dost have dealings with us, but that it may yet bring forth within our hearts that fruit of a true humility and a desire to serve and to love thee, but also the need for thy only begotten Son and all that he has accomplished upon that cursed tree, and when he did walk here below in a blessed innocence and perfection, and was nailed to the tree. O Lord, that thou may bless also in the midst of us all the callings, and that they might bring us to thy footstool, thou who dost reign over all things. Lord, thou knowest the fires that do burn. Oh, that it might bring men also to bow our knees before thee, because we know that that first world that was over covered with a flood, and thou didst say no more, shall a flood go over this world, but we can read that it will one day be destroyed by fire. Oh, then the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the heavens shall be rolled away as a scroll, and thou shalt appear on the clouds of heaven, and when the trumpet shall be blown, and then all men shall see thee, even those that have pierced thee, and all the graves shall be opened. O Lord, that thou may prepare us for that great and notable day, and that we may look about us and see the signs that are upon the earth, and the sea and the waves roaring, when the storms do gather. O Lord, oh, that thou may give us understanding hearts, and that all these things may not pass by us, but that our eyes may be opened, that our ears may be opened, that our hearts may be opened, that our knees may be bowed, and that the cry may go up from those that are at the ends of the earth, for whom that door is so closed. Oh, that thou wouldst open that door also unto us. Lord, remember those that are at their wits' end and do not know any more what way to go, to the right or to the left hand. Oh, Lord, then there is no way to go to the right or to the left. Oh, thou sayest there is one way to go, and that is to go down, and that is to go upon your knees. Oh, that is to bow, and that is to cry. Oh, that we may all be found in such a place, and with all our wretchedness and all our iniquity and all our transgression and all our sin and all our guilt, that we may receive that mercy that thou profferest in a day of grace. Oh, look on all those that rule and reign over us. Wilt thou bless also their ruling, and wilt thou give a turning again to the law and to the testimony. Remember our schools. Thou knowest the principals that hope to meet in the coming week, when we hope to gather in that place and have discussions about all that must be taught unto our children, the rising generation. O Lord, thou knowest the labors, the many labors that do go into these things. O that thou may give strength unto all that labor therein. Give a little rest for all the instructors, and that thou may give that in due time that instruction may begin again with thy prophet and with thy blessing. Wilt thou give wisdom and wilt thou give discretion? Wilt thou remember all the afflicted and all the sick, the child that must be born? When thou knowest all the infirmities and all that must take place, help the mother, help the father, spare the child, and oh, that thou may bless the means that are used. Be with all that are expecting, and be with those that are not expecting, and be with those that are without a husband or without a wife, and for whom these things are a burden. Remember all that have their own crosses and that they carry, because then there are also many difficulties, because sin has brought a division also between husbands and wives. O Lord, that thou thyself may come. O a threefold cord that is not quickly broken, and when thou wilt bind unto thyself, oh, then all things are made well. Lord, wilt thou supply in all of our needs also in this hour. Separate us now for a few moments, and when we are gathered round about thy word of truth, and Lord, thou knowest our ignorance. Oh, we are called to bring thy word. Lord, we do not have anything wherewith we can affect this people in their hearts. But Lord, thou hast said that thou shalt be as my mouth. Oh Lord, give it also then in this hour, that unbeknownst to us, and that thou may work here or there amongst young or old, and that thou wouldst bring this simple word into the hearts of each and every one of us. And wilt thou keep us all from ourselves, forgiving all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 257, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing all the earth to God. In daily praises, bless his name and tell his grace abroad. 257 stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. beloved congregation, our beloved catechism speaks about three things that are necessary to know that enjoying real comfort, we may live and die happily. And what is the first of those three things? That is, that I might know how great my sins and miseries are. We can speak about a Savior, but what is it that we desire to be saved from? If we never know what we need to be saved from, then the Savior has never to be seen by us as being precious, as being necessary. Neither is it profitable for us to investigate the sins of one another, which we would much rather do than to investigate the sins of ourself. That is not profitable for us. David said, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? And that is, congregation, the place where we need to be brought. King Saul, you say, said that too, to David. He said, I have sinned. That is true. But that did not come out of his heart. No, that came out of his emotions in a time when he was impressed with the goodness of David, who was his own enemy. How careful that we have to be. The Lord Jesus says that there will be many disappointments when we get to the gate. And when we want to enter in at the gate, when we are lying on our deathbed, and when our breath, our last breath goes from us, and our soul flies away, then he says there are going to be many disappointments of persons who have come and gone from the place of the holy and their whole life. The Lord instructs his people what their sins and their miseries are, but our fathers do not say what they are. He instructs them what their sins and miseries are. No, he says, how great their sins and miseries are. What does that mean? You say, then a man must have a great conviction of sin. What did Judas have? Judas was so convicted that he took his own life. Thus it cannot be. The severity of the conviction that is a mark of that true work. How great my sins and miseries are. What did our fathers mean by that? Well, they meant that the Lord teaches a man his poverty. His poverty. And what is poverty? Poverty is the inability to help ourselves. Thus, if my sins and miseries never become to me so great, so great that I cannot help myself anymore, Well, then I never end my futile work, the work of the rich young ruler, a work which can never rid me of my sins and my miseries. What do we need? We need to be cut off. If ever Christ will become necessary, if ever Christ will become precious unto us, then we must know ourselves. And on the other hand, the Lord does not lead his people to an utter despair. That is the work of the devil, to make men take their own life. That is an awful thing, young people. You see, you hear of those things happening in the world. And maybe all those things that maybe are drawing you. I hope not. But that whole world that can be found today in your hand, all that is drawing more and more young people onto that place, that they are despairing of life, that is all the work of the devil, but that is far from the work of the Lord. That is just the opposite. We read that in our text, Exodus 34, verse 7, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And today, forgiving sin. We want to see first what sin is, and second, the forgiveness of sin, forgiving sin, what it is, and its forgiveness, forgiving sin. What is that? That is the Hebrew word chetaah, chetaah, and that is a word that is related to the Hebrew word chata, and that Hebrew word means to miss. To miss, to fail. That is, boys and girls, just like when you, maybe your mother, father, they get for you a target and you put that on a tree. And with an arrow, you will try to hit the target right in the middle. See, that is what I aim for. And you miss. That is now that word chata. We read of the Benjamites that they were excellent marksmen. 700 men left-handed. They could sling a stone at an hair's breadth and not miss. Not chata. That is the same word that is often translated sin. That is, of course, the literal use, that they would not miss their target. But in the Old Testament, most often that word chata is being used in a figurative way, and then it's translated sin. We know that Israel could not stand before Ai, and Joshua went upon his knees, and he asked for the cause. Do we ever ask for the cause? And when the Lord spoke to him, he said, Israel hath sinned. Israel hath chata. They have failed. They have missed the mark. What was that mark? The Lord made that mark. And that was that all the gold and all the silver and all the vessels of brass and of wood, all of those vessels, they were for the Lord that were there in Jericho. They were not for that people. But what do we read? That we read that Achan took of the accursed thing. Thus, that which the Lord had set as a mark, that which the Lord had set as a target, as it were, that Achan did not reach, and Achan being one of Israel, then all of Israel was also involved in that sin. Congregation, do we ever think about that? When we sin, it is not only for ourselves, but that is also in the midst of a family. That is also in the midst of a congregation. That is also in the midst of a nation. And that is now what happened there in Israel. Israel hath missed that mark that the Lord had set. King Saul, he says, I have sinned. I have chata. I have missed the mark. What mark was that? Well, he was to destroy the Amalekites, wasn't he? And then the Lord set a bar, as it were. He set a mark, as it were. And then the Lord said that all that was of those Amalekites, everything had to be completely destroyed. But what did he do? Well, he saved the best of it. Oh, he says it is to offer unto the Lord. That was a good excuse, wasn't it, children? But it was not for the Lord. No, that was for himself. That was for his own honor. And he has missed that mark that the Lord had set, that the Lord had commanded unto him. David saw the angel of the Lord with that sword in his hand. When David saw that angel, he said to the Lord, I have sinned. I have chata. I have missed the mark. What was it? Oh, he says, it was for my own honor that I have numbered those people. I have made my excuses. I have said it was for this reason or for that reason, but it was not done rightly. I have sinned. John was shown 24 elders, and they were magnifying God. And then they said, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast made all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Oh, was that for what David did it for? Did David do it for God's glory? We can read about Jeroboam. The Lord said that Jeroboam did chata. He did sin, and he made Israel to chata. He made Israel to sin. Thus, Jeroboam has completely missed his purpose. Then he also made the people to miss his purpose. Thus, he was a leader, and as he was leading that people and his whole reign, you say, oh, that man, he has brought Israel to a great height. Oh, there was a great prosperity during his reign. Is that the Lord's purpose? For his people? That they may receive all the prosperity in this world. And now Jeroboam, that is the way he led that people. He did not lead them to bow their knees, but he led them to seek for a worldly, for an earthly, for a national prosperity. Thus, we cannot speak about chata without speaking about purpose, because purpose is now what this is all about. Do you ever think about your purpose? Because the Lord has created us. And he has created everything with a purpose. The animals Children cannot think about why they are here in the world. They cannot think about that. They do not know that. But the Lord has made all of those animals, the birds and the cows and the sheep and everything, the Lord has made for a purpose. And they fulfill also that purpose. And then the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets and everything made for a purpose. And all of those things continuing every day in their cycles, they are all fulfilling what the Lord has made them for. And we. And we. Do we do the same as those animals? Do we do the same as all the world that was made by the Lord continuing to fulfill our purpose? Solomon says, the Lord hath made all things for you, for me. The Lord hath made all things, he says, for himself. That means you. That means me. That means all the animals. That means this whole world, this whole creation. The Lord has made for himself. I've created him, the Lord says, for my glory. And when he speaks about his own people in a special way, he says, this people have I formed. Just like you would do with clay, children. You form it. Oh, he has formed us also in the creation. He says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. For Paul says, for of him and through him and to him are all things. That is the purpose of the Lord. That is how those 24 elders did fall down, not as David to number those people, but he says, for thy pleasure, the pleasure of the Lord. How much pleasure does the Lord get from our life? Because we have just read that out of his word. That the Lord says, thou hast wearied me with thy sins. And not only that, he said to his people, that you are weary of me. Is that not an awful thing? Are you weary of him? Oh, how often is that not so? Were you weary to come up today? Was that too much to come up today? We'd rather do our own labors in this world, our own works in this world, for thy pleasure. How much pleasure does the Lord receive from us? Thus we have our purpose. That is declared so clearly, we cannot mistake that purpose. That is declared clearly in that word of God. And thus we have a certain mark that the Lord has set for us, for his creation. Is that reasonable for the Lord to set that mark? When we make something, it's for us, right, children? You make something, you say, that is for me. It's for my use. That is for my benefit. The Lord says, I have made you. And you are for me. You are for my use. You are for my benefit. You are for my honor. Is that now unreasonable of the Lord to require of each and every one of us that our entire life, everything that we do, everything that we say, every meditation of our heart, is that unreasonable that the Lord says all of this is to be for me? Oh, that is not unreasonable. But the Bible speaks about chata, about missing this mark. Where did that begin? Say that begin with our first parents. Our first parents in the trial, in the probation, when the Lord tested them. Will you reach the mark? Will you even reach for the mark? But she did not reach for the mark. And he did not reach for the mark. But he stretched forth his hand unto that forbidden tree. And he fell. And he fell under that temptation, failing to hit that mark. Was that just a mistake? Was it just an error? Congregation, it was willful. It was done with a will that was free. That was free to choose both the evil and the good. There was no distinction there. Except that his heart was inclined unto the good. Now was under that temptation that he has chosen a different mark. That is what the devil set before him, a different mark. To reach, what has the devil set before us? Because the devil said, here is a different mark, Adam. You may have independence from God. You may say what is right and wrong. You want to do that too, children? You want to say what's right and wrong? I don't want my mother and father to say what is right and wrong. I want to say what is right and wrong. You know where that comes from? It comes from Adam. And then he missed that mark. He says, I will set for myself a new mark. And now that chata, oh, that missing of the mark, that also comes down to us. What do we choose every day? What is now the mark that we do reach for? When the Lord says, I've made this people for me, how many of us get up in the morning? We say, what is my day now to be? Because I do not live here for myself. I am not created here for myself. Or is that never in our thoughts? Does that never cross our mind? You say, maybe I can't make that choice anymore because I am dead. I am dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, that is so true. Does that grieve you? Does that grieve you? Or is that for you just an excuse? Is it really okay with you? Is that just okay? That you are dead in sins and in trespasses? Does your will not make your choices each and every day freely? Do you not choose each and every day the things that your own heart desires? Do you not choose each and every day the things that your own heart loves, that your own heart wants? That is the great difference between these two things. When we use our depravity as an excuse, or whether we grieve in our hearts, because indeed this congregation is our depravity. We've been speaking about the word sin. We've been speaking about this word chata. But that word chata is not the word that is in our text. We said there is a word that is related to that word that is in our text. When it says forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, then that word is not chata, but that word is chetaah. It is chetaah, and it is also translated sin, very closely related to chata. It is actually from the same root word, but chata is a verb. What is a verb? That is something that we do. And chetaah is a noun. So it is speaking about a thing. They come now from that same root. Moses, he said to the children of Israel, depart from Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Get away from them. Why? He said, lest you be consumed in their sin, in their chetaah. What is it speaking about? It is not speaking about sin as a verb, but it is actually speaking about the state or the condition that is resulting from sin, lest you perish in their chetaah, lest you perish in their, let me say, sinfulness. So boys and girls, let us say it this way. If a person lies, he is what? He is a liar. And if a person steals, and you say, he is a thief, then he is something. And if a person kills someone, then you say, he is a murderer. And thus there is a person who misses the mark, we would say, well, then he is a person who is a misser of the mark. So we would say, perhaps one who commits chata is chetaah, a misser of the mark. He is in the state, he is in the condition of missing, of failing to reach that mark that the Lord had set. That is, he is in himself a sinful thing. And that sinful thing is not able to bring forth anything of itself, being in that state, in that condition. He cannot bring forth anything from himself but sin, because that sin lies in his nature. That sin is in our very foundation. It is lying in our very disposition. Thus the Lord, he said of Sodom, their sin, their chetaah, we would say their sinfulness is very grievous. So the condition that that people were in was very grievous unto the Lord. He referred to their state, that they fail to reach the purpose for which they are made. 123 1 and 3, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. 1 and 3 of 123. When the Lord sent fire and hail upon Egypt, Pharaoh called Moses, and he said to him, I have sinned this time. I have chata this time. I have missed the mark. So he acknowledged an individual, a particular sin, failure this time, which was promise and intention that he was not going to do that again. But he was going to do better next time. But when that publican went into the temple to pray, then we read, he said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And that is not in Hebrew anymore. But that word that is actually the counterpart to what we read in that Hebrew, the word of our text, chetaa. He did not say, I have missed it once. No, he says, I am. I am a misser of the mark. Paul used a form of the same word. And when he spoke about that sin that dwelleth in me, he says. And when he said, the good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. Thus we see. Clearly, especially in those original languages, what the Lord is instructing his people in. And where the Lord is bringing his people. That is not only in chata, that is in missing the mark, but in chata'a, in being a misser of the mark, that is my whole existence, that misses the mark. That's not only a sinner. But the Lord makes his people a poor sinner. Poor sinner. What do we mean by that? Poor, young people. You hear that we say that sometimes. A poor sinner. What do we mean? That is not that a man may just have pity on himself and says that you may pity me also because I am so poor. No. No, but then, and also our catechism speaks about the same poverty. It speaks about a person who is not able to help himself, thus a sinner who misses the mark and is not able to help himself and to deliver himself from this missing of the mark. The Christian world is full of sinners, but there are not so many who are poor sinners. Chetaa. No, the Spirit of the Lord needs to work this. Sometimes it is a confession indeed that is not made in a right way, because Pharaoh also used that same word. And we can read about King Saul, he also used that word. So when a man is brought into a strait, and then it can be that it is all based upon the human emotions, but the Lord is instructing his children in the heart. That is most of the time, not overnight. Most of the time that takes a long time. So it doesn't need to take a long time? No. We take a long time. We take a long time. Right, young people? Because you are our children and our grandchildren, and so we are all cut out of that same cloth. And then it can take a long time before we will even admit that we have once missed the mark. Is that right? to what lies in our nature. And now to admit and to come to that confession that my whole life, that my entire being, that my whole heart, that everything I do, that everything I think, that is all chata'a, that is all a sinful thing. Do you know what that means? That means also the lawful things. Last week we spoke about the unlawful things. That line, a transgression, that is to step over that line. But now we speak also about the lawful things. And then we all do those lawful things. And when we are doing all those lawful things, then it becomes for his people all sin. All sin. Because it may be lawful, but that does not mean that we hit the mark. That does not mean with it that we have done it out of a right spirit, that we have had the honor of the Lord in view, and not our own honor, and not our own profit. Oh, how many times do that people not have to chastise themselves? Oh, how many times do they say, oh, tomorrow, next time, I'm going to do it better. Only to fall again. To fall again. And again. Until he is brought to become chata'a. Until he is brought to become a sinful thing. Until it becomes impossible to reach that mark that the Lord has set for me. Discouraging way, young people? Is that a discouraging way, you think? Yes, it is. That is very discouraging. Don't think it is also unpleasant, because it is not also unpleasant, no. But indeed, that is a discouraging thing. But it's so necessary. Because as long as we can help ourselves, we do not need a Savior. You see that with your mind? Oh, the Lord show it to you with your heart. The Lord give you to experience that in your heart. Because we read in our text, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Ovon, pesha, chata'a, perversion, rebellion, and a misser of the mark. Who is that for? That is for a people whose whole life, from the sole of the foot to the crown of the head, is wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Oh, is there a little drawing? We say the goodness of the Lord we want to speak about, right? Because that goodness of the Lord is what leads men to repentance. Does this break our heart today? Does that draw our heart a little bit? Or are there those that maybe then today see just a little light? Little possibility that maybe it could be for you too. We read of the publican. He came into the temple And he did not dare to lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. When he prayed unto the Lord, God be merciful to me, a sinner. What did the Lord Jesus mean by that? Oh, he tried to show the timidity of the true church. And he set a contrast over against the boldness of the Pharisee. Oh, he says, no, that boldness, that is not my people. But those timid ones. Rich young ruler was not so timid. No, because he was not chata'ah. He could hit that mark. He said, all these things have I kept from my youth up. But that is not the way that the Lord is leading us to a church. And yet, actually, that publican was actually even bolder. Bolder than that rich young ruler. You say bolder? Yes. In a way. Not the same way. Not the same boldness. But what is it? Paul, he says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly. Who is he speaking to? Don't need to say that to the rich young ruler, do you? Don't need to say that to him, because he is bold. But there was another people, and they are so timid. They are so timid that they do not dare to lift up their eyes unto heaven when they are peering before God. And then Paul says, come now. Come now. It's their whole life. Chata'ah. It's their whole life. Wrong. That whole life a missing of that mark that the Lord had set. Oh, he says, let us come boldly. What kind of boldness is that? That is not wrong. No. That is a holy boldness. We're in a people who are so unworthy to come before that throne of God. You can't do anything else. It is a people who are pressed because there is no other way. Because there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. All that is a people, the word of the Lord that is coming to them, forgiving, chata'ah. They say, Lord, forgiving, chata'ah. Oh, he can do it because of his son. And he does do it because of his own good pleasure. And then they are coming there. Oh, they are looking because the Lord shows not only who they are, but the Lord is also showing who that he is. Congregation, did the Lord ever show you who you are? Did the Lord ever bring you in a place of a poor sinner? Did your life ever come all before you? It is all wrong. It is chata'ah. All that is lawful and all that is unlawful Oh, did you ever have light to see your need for that Savior? How great your sins and your miseries are that your hands went down. That your hands went down because a man is saved with his hands down. And he cannot do it anymore. And he cannot reach that mark anymore. Oh, did the Lord ever show you a little bit of who that Savior is? Do you know what the Lord said of him? He says, I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased in him. Why? He said to his father, I've come to do thy will. Thy law is within my heart. That is what he did. Can you read anything else of him? Every step, every word, every thought is all directed for that purpose that the Lord had sent him. It was all for his Father's glory. He said it to the Pharisees. I honor, he said, my Father. That is now who he is. And that is now the reason that the Lord can do it, forgiving chetaah. Did you ever see a little of what that thief saw when he was on that tree? When he said, we indeed justly, for we received a due reward of our deeds. But this man, he had done nothing amiss. So there was hope. How great was his hope? I don't know. May have been very, very small. But it was enough. It made him pray. Made him pray to him and say, Lord, remember me. Forgiving of own pesha chetaah. So the poor congregation have hope. Because that hope is not in themselves. Because that hope is in him. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money. Neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Chata'ah. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities of own. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Pesha. For mine own sake, and will not remember thy chetaah, thy sinfulness. And so she came, just as a sinful thing. She did not come in the front. She came in the back. Because she did not want anyone to see her. She came as a sinful thing, as a polluted thing. Bowing, stooping, and she touched. And she touched the hem of his garment. She was not rebuked. She was not rebuked. But she felt in that moment a power. She felt that healing in her body immediately. That fountain of her blood that was dried up. And she was healed of that plague. Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, draw us to thy footstool with all of our iniquity, with all of our transgression, and with all of our sin, because it is thy own declaration of thy own name, who thou art for a poor sinner. O Lord, make us so. Bring us to see who we are and who thou art, especially in thy only begotten Son. Deliver us from all our sins. Be with us in the rest of this day and in this week. Oh, give us thoughts of thee, that we might live for thee, that our whole life may not miss our purpose. Keep all that travel in these weeks. We also, when we must travel, remember those that hope to be united in holy matrimony. Grant us a good day together in thy favor and remember them in all their needs with their loved ones. For Jesus' sake, amen. 170, all the stanzas. Praise waits for thee in Zion. All men shall worship there and pay their vows before thee, O God, who hearest prayer. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 170. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.